What if ALS, MS, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, dementia, fibromyalgia, and even possibly cancer can be attributed to the effects of overgrowth and, logical but improper, migration of digestive bacteria into the bloodstream, leaky gut syndrome, and even across the blood-brain barrier, leaky brain syndrome, into the brain case and spinal column? Dr. Jay Lombard has built the next extension of Dr. Stephen Gundry's groundbreaking work on leaky gut syndrome and focused attention on Clostridium difficile as the most likely suspect implicated in the development of multiple so-called autoimmune diseases impacting millions of people worldwide. While these diseases have typically been classed as autoimmune diseases, it is the inflammation of the immune system that is the common factor, and the cause of the inflammation has remained mysterious. What if, as Dr. Lombard suggests, the whole problem starts when normal gut bacteria go off the ranch and multiply in places they shouldn't be? The bloodstream? Leaky gut syndrome, the brain? Leaky brain syndrome. See this fascinating interview. So far, the only functional treatment is heat therapy, called hyperthermic therapy, which raises the base body temperature to a scorching 107 degrees Fahrenheit in an attempt, mostly successful, to kill the offending escapee bacteria. As promising as hyperthermic therapy may be, it's scary and somewhat unpleasant and dangerous for fragile patients, including the elderly. Thankfully, there are new frequency-based healing technologies on the horizon, including Dr. Robert Breaux's acoustical healing table and infrared light healing protocols, which have been recently reviewed for our assemblies, and which are safe for fragile patients, even comatose patients and babies. All of these diseases fall into the class of modern diseases, that is, diseases that were far less common or virtually unknown to prior generations of mankind. What if it can all be traced back to our equally modern diet, tampering with natural food sources, GMOs, petrochemical pesticides, etc., and the overproliferation of gut bacteria?